It's time now for a house call from our resident health and wellness expert, Dr. Tracy Linhart from Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center. Call now for questions for the doctor, 1-855-265-2929. Now here's Pete O'Shea and Dr. Tracy.
Hey guys, how's it going? You're in the car now on the way home, stuck in traffic, I'd imagine, because everybody's having a hard time today. It seems like there's a lot of traffic today, so everybody be careful out there on the roads. You are listening to the Pete O'Shea Show on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Kathy on the board. You heard that sounder. It just means one thing. It means it's now time for a house call with Dr. Tracy Linhart, the Medical Director of Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You go to peaksofhealth.com or you give them a call, 727-826-0838. Dr. Linhart is here with us. How are you, Doc?
I am good.
You've brought Tiffany with you.
I bypassed that traffic.
You bypassed it by doing what?
By doing something I probably shouldn't have done.
Speaking of things I shouldn't have done, I can't believe I sold them that I had the 7-Eleven hot dogs as I see you pop into the window.
I tell you, you have bad timing.
I have terrible timing.
No, I'm not against hot dogs. We just do healthy, hormone-free, nitrate-free hot dogs.
Do those taste good, though?
Yeah, they taste really good.
They do? Okay.
They're real natural. They're real stuff.
Okay. The seminar this past Thursday for the hormones, how'd that go?
Went very, very well. We had a lot of people there, a lot of patients there, a lot of people asking a lot of questions. It was great.
Terrific. All right, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, this month, since it's October coming up and Halloween's coming up, so we're going to be more discussing sugar, diet, you know, with, I guess, you know, all the candy that's going to be about. So we're going to be doing insulin today.
Okay, good. So this is a topic you know near and dear to my heart, because before I met you, I had no idea that I was this bad with my insulin, that I was diabetic. You told me probably about 18 months I was diabetic, and I didn't even know it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. You can actually find diabetes 10 years before it ever happens and reverse it before it ever occurs. So it's really looking at that system. And again, you know, a lot of people are diabetic, and they don't even realize they are.
So let's go through it. Let's explain what it is. So your body becomes resistant to insulin. Tell me what that means.
Well, type 2 diabetes is, you know, what happens is on the cell at the receptor site, insulin actually is what puts delivers sugar into the cell for energy. And so that cell wall becomes resistant to it, so insulin cannot do its job. It cannot put the sugar inside the cell. So it has to turn the sugar into something else, and it usually turns it into fat.
So this is because over the number of years that I just didn't even care about it, and I was eating all the bad foods, and I was eating all, and I had my accounts at McDonald's and Arby's and Wendy's and Burger King and Taco Smell. Yeah, I did. I went to Taco Smell a lot. I did. I would walk in, they'd be like, "Hey, Pete, how are you?" When the people who work at Taco Bell know you by your first name, you're doing something wrong, right?
Yeah, when the stock of McDonald's goes down, when you stop going, you know something.
I almost crashed the stock market when I stopped eating Big Macs.
I thought they were going to be calling me up, giving me a hard time.
That's like the opposite of insider trading. It's outsider trading. Yeah. You stop. So again, diet is for the most part the cause. Obviously, lack of exercise too. There's some genetic things involved. But let's start with the diet. When you're eating a diet that's a poor diet, you're putting yourself in this direction.
Yeah, number one cause is the poor diet. You know, the American diet, the high carbohydrate, the lower protein, high fat diet. And what it is we're overstressing our pancreas. You know, pancreas is the organ that produces insulin, and that is the hormone that lowers blood sugar.
Yeah, my pancreas attempted to secede from the union.
I think it almost committed suicide.
Yeah, it almost did. It almost just jumped right out of my body, and it had enough. Okay, let's talk about carbohydrates for a second. People don't understand that. When you eat a piece of bread, or when you eat some pasta, or when you eat something like that, your body automatically converts that to sugar.
And it's amazing that, you know, in certain foods, they're called simple carbs, and simple carbs go immediately into sugar, so they spike really high. Then you can eat healthy carbohydrates, which are called complex carbohydrates, and they're a slow release of sugar over a period of time. So they actually stabilize you better than they actually cause that problem.
Right, but for the most part, we're eating the carbohydrates that are bad for us.
We're eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of chemicals in our foods, and on top of that, a ton of sugar in our food.
You've taught me well now. You really have, all right? Even if I'm in the frozen food section and I'm looking at the vegetables, or anything for that matter, I read the contents, and if it says more than 2 grams of sugar, I put it back.
Yeah, and that's really important. I mean, you'd be surprised. I go into, meals that say they look healthy are like 45 and 50 carbs.
I know it, right?
You know, and that's like 9 teaspoons of sugar you're eating. You know, a teaspoon of sugar is relatively 4 grams of carbs. So for every 4 grams you're eating, you're actually putting a teaspoon of sugar in your body.
So this fast food diet that we have, this the breads, all the white foods, your breads, your pastas, your rices, all that kind of stuff, all of that is your body's instantly converting it into sugar and spiking the insulin making of the pancreas.
Well, exactly. You know, because anytime you take in a large amount of sugar at one time, your body cannot process that much. You cannot use that much for energy. So what's going to happen is, even if you have a healthy pancreas, you're going to produce that insulin. It's going to drive what it can into energy, and everything in excess is going to put in fat storage. That's one of the reasons why a lot of people see their triglycerides go up, and that is the fat being stored.
Right. And so these are all indicators. You can see them. They're markers. Like I said, you can look at diabetes 10 years out. You're starting to see the triglycerides go up. If you're starting to see these things, okay, you're now predisposed towards type 2 diabetes, and we got to reverse this issue now. We got to get out in front of it.
Well, exactly. Because if you start pre-insulin diabetes, meaning you're not quite insulin resistant yet, you're just starting the process, that can be reversed very quickly. You know, that's a dietary lifestyle change, boom, you know, within a couple of months, you're good. You get into insulin resistance, where the actual cell level is resistant. That is, you know, 3 to 5 years to reverse. You become diabetic, it's almost 5 to 7 years, if you have a functioning pancreas. If your pancreas is, you know, pretty well shot, that I can't reverse. But when you have still a functioning pancreas, that can be fixed and reversed.
So again, the misnomer that it's a sort of a, that's it, you're done, you're diabetic now, it's all over for you, isn't true, because again, everything you've done to your body with the right diet, with the right game plan from you, with the right, you know, supplements and stuff like that, you can reverse this.
Yeah, you can. And the problem is, what we do as physicians, and this is what I found out when I became diabetic years ago, is that we treat the blood sugar. That is our job. That is the only thing we're taught when we actually try to, you know, go to all the seminars and lectures and everything, is what medication to put on to lower that blood sugar. That is our obsession. I kind of looked at it differently finally. I said, how do I treat the insulin resistance? How do I make my body more insulin sensitive? And once I did that, that is the secret to reversal. I stopped chasing the blood sugar and went after the actual problem. And once the body's insulin sensitive, then, of course, the insulin is working again.
But isn't that, right, again, a perfect example of the difference between what the general practitioners these days are doing and what you're doing with functional integrative medicine? You're looking at the underlying causes. You're going, they're just treating the symptom. You're treating the cause.
Yeah, that is a big difference. You know, and as I said, you know, when I was diabetic, I was treated by some of the top doctors around, but I was on 7 drugs.
And you were taking a ton of...
I was taking over 100 units of insulin a day.
Wow.
And that was ridiculous. I was producing almost more than that a day. I didn't need it, you know. Basically, I was overcoming the resistance. I was putting enough insulin in there to overcome the resistance. If I could get my insulin to work again, I didn't need it. And that's what the difference was.
So in essence, you became your own first patient.
Kind of, yeah. I did a lot of research, talked to a lot of other physicians, you know, when I started doing the Mel Fellowship in Integrative Medicine, you know, and I got my diet set, and I got, you know, the nutrients were key, because getting that insulin to work correctly
was
key.
I can feel it. If I go a day or so without taking my my stuff, you know, my magnesium, my potassium, my chromium, I'll feel it. My body will start to feel it.
Exactly, because that is what your body is using to control the sugar. That is what is making the insulin go into the right direction.
And if I'm on track and I take it every day, I definitely feel much better. You can feel it. You can literally feel your body feeling better. Like, oh, thank you for giving me what I need, you know?
Especially with the right chromium. I mean, a lot of people have been taking chromium for years over the counter, but when you use the right one, the pharmaceutical grade, the, you know, chromium polynickenate instead of the picolinate that's over the counter.
Did you just say a curse word?
No.
What was that? Polynickenate. Oh, my goodness.
But when you use the right one, and that's the one your body utilizes, it's amazing, because that takes that sugar and drives it into the cell with the insulin. It opens up the receptor site. And so you actually get the energy from it, as opposed to getting sluggish.
Which I'm glad you reminded me. I'm out of chromium. I got to come see you tomorrow and get some chromium. I used the last one today.
Oh, okay.
I used the very last one today. Okay, so before we go to break, let's give them some helpful hints here. Again, like you said, Halloween is coming up. The holidays come right behind that. All there is sweets and says that. How do you do? What do you do to make sure you stay on track, that you don't mess up during this time and get yourself all off the track here?
There are a lot of tricks you can use, you know. And again, if you have this issue or if you're diabetic, there are some tricks you can use. There are some different cooking methods you can use to make your own treats and sweets, too.
I got to come clean with you, Doc.
What'd you do?
I had cake yesterday, too.
How much?
Big piece.
Come on, I taught you better than that. Little piece.
I know, but it was like talking to me. It was going, Pete, I'm right here. Have me. Eat me.
That's when you smash it so it can't talk no more.
It was going, Pete, you want it. You know you do. Come on, eat it.
And Mitch actually turns around and takes, like, after we do cupcakes or something like that, because we order them from a bakery usually, so they're healthy, but we freeze them all, so they're out of range.
So you can't get them that fast.
Yeah.
I'd still eat it frozen. I would chip a tooth.
If it's out of sight, it's out of mind for me.
Wow. All right. Let's take a break. We come back when we continue talking. Again, we're talking about diabetes and insulin resistance and, again, how sugar affects your body. And the things you don't even think that you're eating are really, really bad for you. All right. Another thing you've taught me that I do now, I don't go in any of the aisles at the supermarket.
Yeah, you stay on the outside perimeter where all the healthy food
outside
is.
Outside perimeter where the produce and the meat is, and then I get out of there, and I don't touch anything that says monoscrabble-lobulate in it no more.
Yeah, that's just nasty.
I used to eat hamburger helper without the hamburger. I would just eat the helper. I know, it's weird. Well, I mean, those were during those lean years when I was a starving artist back
couldn't
in the day.
Couldn't afford the hamburger.
I couldn't afford the hamburger, so I would just eat the helper. You know, it was good, too. But again, it had a lot of monoscrabble-lobulate in there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. I love you, and I love you.
Are you prepared? If not, call Wayne Bright at Wilson Funeral Home in Tampa. Wayne and his staff can assist you in planning all of your prearranged funeral needs. They offer traditional and non-traditional funeral services with available cremation and can even handle any shipping you may require. They are conveniently located at 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa. Call Wayne today at 813-248-6125. That's 813-248-6125. Or visit our webpage at wilson-funeralhome.com. Wilson Funeral Home. You're not just our client, you're our boss. For the best landscaping and lawn care, call Dave Smith at Smith & Sons Landscaping in Clearwater. Licensed and insured, Smith & Sons have been servicing Pinellas County for over 20 years. Family-owned and operated, there is no job that's too big or too small. For a free estimate on beautiful landscaping, hedges, bush trimming, or tree trimming, call Smith & Sons at 727-480-2600 or visit their website at sslawns.com. All our work is guaranteed. Call 727-480-2600. Call today.
Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center has moved into a new state-of-the-art facility in Largo. Their 7,000 square foot office has an urgent care facility and features massage and chiropractic care, hormone pellet procedure room, comprehensive and individualized weight loss programs, new IV therapy room with an executive work area complete with Wi-Fi and high-def TV movie area. Dr. Tracy Linhart provides a one-stop shop and practices full functional and integrative medicine. She's board certified in emergency medicine and an advanced fellow of the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center, 1120 Belcher Road South, Suite 2 on the west side of Belcher, just south of East Bay. Visit them online at peaksofhealth.com or give them a call today, 727-826-0838. peaksofhealth.com, 727-826-0838. Reach your peak today.
First Peter says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Hi, this is Congressman David Jolly, and I want to remind my neighbors in Pinellas County that I am here to serve you. If you ever need help with the VA, Social Security, or other federal agencies, please call my office, 727-392-4100.
Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Hey, how are you? What's going on with you? How you doing? You doing all right? I hope so, because I love you, and I love Jesus. I'm so glad you're here with us on the Pete O'Shea Show on Inspiration AM 1110 WTIS. I'm Pete. I got Kathy on the board. Again, our winner today was Elise Deloach. She called in. She was right with the word facilitating, so she gets the $25 gift certificate, and she gets a copy of the book from our first guest today, Frank Murphy, the man behind the helmet. So congratulations, Elise Deloach from St. Pete. You are a winner. We're in the middle of the house call now with Dr. Tracy Lenhart, who, again, is the medical director at Peaks of Health Metabolic Medical Center in Largo. You go to 727-826-0838. 800-288-0838 or peaksofhealth.com, and you can learn all about it. Become a patient. Get on over there and get your life back. She saved my life. She can do the same for you. By the way, the question today was, what's your favorite all-time appetizer? What's your favorite all-time appetizer?
Oh, God. Stuffed mushrooms, probably.
Wow. Okay. Super J. That was Super J. It's very cool. All right. So we're talking about diabetes and sugar. And as we head now towards the holidays, we're going to see all kinds of sugar all around. You can replace that in recipes. You can take the sugar out and put other stuff in. You can still have tasty stuff. You just got to be smart about it so that you don't wind up, you know, destroying your body.
Yeah, actually, one of the best things to cook with if you're going to replace the sugar is going to be xylitol. You know, birch xylitol. It works, you know, teaspoon for teaspoon or cup for sugar. And it just, you can't tell the difference hardly.
No, you guys brought me in some stuff, that cheesecake, a couple of things that you guys made with that. Tastes really good.
Yeah, and you know, you got to be a little bit careful about sugar substitutes. You know, some of them don't cook well, some of them don't bake well, and then some of them, you know, really aren't good for your system.
Let's talk about that for a second. Those packets, the yellow, the pink, those ones there, those aren't very good, are they?
No, I'm not a favor of, especially the blue packet, which is aspartame. That's a neuroexcitatory toxin, so it does actually increase weight eventually. So it'll affect the part of your brain that controls your appetite center. When you talk about yellow Splenda, you in some cases with people, it can affect their thyroid because it has a chlorine molecule on it. We usually will recommend more stevia, more natural, because it's more of a natural from the stevia leaf. When I have somebody who is insulin resistant, I don't encourage them to go all sugar free because they have a tendency to think that they can eat more of it. And so I'd rather them eat small portions of the actual natural sugar then turn around and, you know, start going all sugar-free.
Right. So, again, it's all about proportion. It's all about putting things in the right. Okay, I can't eat this stuff. It's really, really bad for me. So I'm going to have just a little of it. And here's the things that Doc taught me that I do. This is the things I do, too. You saw I package a lot of meals, and I bring them with me to places. All right, and I'll eat my own food. Another thing is I'll eat before I go to the event. This way, I'm not, like, you know, charging the buffet stand the second I get there, knocking people over to get something to eat. Those little things that you taught me help to keep yourself on track.
Yeah, I mean, if you know you're going to a party that's going to have a lot of things that you know you shouldn't eat, have some healthy food before you go so you're not so hungry. Because if you're hungry and you're looking at it, you're not going to have any willpower with that. You know, that's somebody who has to really overcome the system.
Well, like Saturday, I hosted the Go Worship concert. They had those giant kielbasas. Doc, it was so big. It was unbelievable. It was like this big, all right? A giant kielbasa.
Yeah, but if you think about it, it's actually just meat.
Yeah, but they put it on bread.
Yeah, how'd that work for you?
Tasted really good.
Take the bread off.
Then what am I going to hold it? Just hold it without the...
Stick.
With a stick.
Kielbasa stick.
Kielbasa stick.
They do pork chop on a stick? Why can't they do kielbasa on a stick?
Kielbasa on a stick. There you go. Coming soon to a fair near you. Okay, let's get serious for a second. Diabetes is a leading cause of illness in this country.
It
has downstream issues with diabetes include heart attack, Alzheimer's, cancer, and more.
Yeah, and you know, and a lot of that is because inflammation is the hallmark of most disease, and diabetes and insulin, high insulin levels are very inflammatory to the body. They cause a lot of damage. High blood sugars cause a lot of damage to the tissues in the body. So you're going to end up with a lot of problems. And when we're talking about people who are diabetic, they have higher blood sugars, and cancer's energy source is sugar. So if you have cancer cells, you're feeding them when you eat all the sugar. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do for our cancer patients is automatically change their diet so we're starving the cancer.
Again, that's what it feeds off is sugar. So you just starve the cancer. You just get rid of all sugar. And that really requires discipline because almost anything you eat has sugar
in it.
Yeah.
But there are some things, you know, if you do eat more vegetables are pretty neutral to the blood sugar. You know, nature really made the food well if we eat real natural food.
Right, but even some of the fruits, you don't want us eating a big giant apple. You want us eating the smaller apple because there is some sugar in the apple, right?
Well, yeah, there's some sugar in the apple. It also has a lot of pectin in it, which does stabilize the sugar more. So you're better off eating an apple than you are a watermelon who has nothing but sugar water.
Wait a minute. I'm not supposed to eat watermelon?
No, watermelon's high in sugar.
I just ate like a whole watermelon the other day.
Yeah, that one's not a good one.
Wow.
I mean, if we're talking about blood sugar.
Okay.
I mean, you know, some of these fruits are really, pineapple's very high in sugar. You know, so there are some fruits that are very, very high in sugar. So, you know, things with higher fiber content to them are low, what we call lower glycemic. They don't respond as much to the sugar and insulin.
So diet is a big part of that. We've discussed that. But also exercise. You must be exercising.
Exercise is huge because when you're talking about insulin sensitivity, you have these receptors on your muscle cells called GLUT4. You increase the number of them.
GLUT4.
They're called GLUT4.
I got my GLUT4 right over here.
So when you increase your exercise, you increase the amount of receptor sites you have. When you don't, and you're insulin resistant, you have high insulin levels, you switch how your, you know, how that transport system is. So it's very inefficient.
Okay, so again, a regular, steady exercise program. Even if it's, I walk, that's my thing. I walk every day. I do about 90 minutes total each day. And I make sure I'm kicking it, like I'm moving, you know, like I'm really getting the heart rate going. You got to do that. You got to be consistent with it.
And I tell some people, okay, I have people who tell me they don't have any time to exercise, you know, and I understand that part. But you can find 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. You know, it has been shown that if you do high interval 4 or 5 minutes, you know, a couple times a day, it is as effective as doing 30-minute workout.
All right. Earlier in the week, Pastor McDaniel was here, and he used this as a spiritual term. I'm going to use it now with you as a medical term. Something that tends to stay in motion. Something in motion stays in motion. Something that stays still winds up staying still, right? It's just the basics of physics, right?
Yeah, that's the rule of physics.
Right. So it's the same thing with our bodies. If we just sit around all the time, then that's what's going to wind up happening. You got to get up. You got to be moving. You got to be exercising.
Yeah, you got to exercise those joints, those muscles, and everything else. Otherwise, you know, you don't burn anything. Your basic metabolic rate is so low.
Yeah. All right, what about genetics? How much does that play into it with diabetes?
Well, with type 2 diabetes, there is genes involved. You do have to have the predisposition for it. So there are some people that no matter how much they eat, they won't become diabetic. And you'll be able to tell those people, you know, if that person can get to 700 or 1,000 pounds, that is somebody who will not become diabetic. The reason for that is they don't have the gene. They keep on storing fat. So at some point, a diabetic will stop storing fat and they can't gain any more weight. You know, if you ever notice that when you first turn diabetic, you start losing weight. And that's because the system can't store any more fat. It just starts going out of the system. You start spilling it in your urine.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that.
You're so welcome.
How about stress? What does that play into it?
Stress is the number two cause of diabetes. And the reason for that is the high cortisols cause high insulin levels.
So when you're in that flight or flight mode, your body starts automatically making the cortisol, and that makes your body store fat.
That makes your body store fat, and especially abdominal fat. So that's where insulin has its receptor sites and cortisol does. So when you have that apple, that's why they say the apple shape, that is because those receptor sites are the ones that are stimulated, the cortisol and the insulin receptors.
Okay, so this is all covered. You're going to be doing the next seminar on this.
Next seminar is going to be on type 2 diabetes and metabolic syndrome and how to reverse it.
And that's going to be Wednesday in October, because we're going to come out there and we're going to broadcast. And
it's going to be
also
live.
We're going to broadcast live, and then I'm going to play around, goof around with you people first before Doc. You know, I'm going to talk a little bit, and then you're going to talk, and you're going to do the whole thing.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be the last Wednesday of the month.
Yeah, maybe we'll show people some healthy things they can do for Halloween and the holidays.
Yeah, so they can start feeling good and feeling right. When you see a patient and you see those indicators, you see those markers, and you say, hey, you know what? If we don't get you on track, you're going to be diabetic. Again, it's important to look at those, and for all of us to go in, get regular checkups with you, get regular blood work done, so that these indicators, we could be, you know, we don't want to be reactive. We want to be proactive here.
Yeah, even if my patients, when I first see them, all look normal on those numbers, we test them at least once a year so we can see anything progressing and catch it really early.
And then even again, in my case, you caught it too late because I hadn't been to a doctor since I carried his own golf bags. And but still, you were able to get the work done. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the game plan. How's it? We're going to do it. And we got my A1C from like 6.7 down to 5.2 in 16 months.
Yeah, actually, it went very, very well. And also, you lost a lot of weight, you know, in the process. And it wasn't the fact that we put you on a diet to lose weight. We put you on a diet to change your blood sugar.
Well, you also put me not a diet, but on a lifestyle alter, and on the whole mindset, again, to now take my supplements on a regular basis, to do my exercise, to eat right, and to just be smart about it. And I look at the labels now before I eat stuff, and I try to make sure, okay, I'm not putting the really, really bad stuff in my body. And yeah, I do the 80-20 rule, and I cheat, and I'm bad. I know it. I do it. But I don't go way over the board, and I'll jump back to the veggies and stuff.
But nothing like before.
Nothing like before. My whole whole life before was nothing but bad food. Nothing but.
I mean, so, you know, as I said, everybody's going to cheat every once in a while. That's realistic. You know, it's just getting them to eat healthy the majority of the time.
That's right. So, again, go to peaksofhealth.com or give Dr. Tracy Lenhart a call at 727-826-0838. Again, that last Wednesday of the month, we want you all to come out. We're going to broadcast live from there, and then we're both going to talk, and we're going to share with you from our heart again about diabetes and about doing the right things and taking good, better care of yourselves and really being healthy.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for being here, Doc. As always, every Wednesday, it's an honor to have you here on the show.
Well, thank you.
All right. That is our broadcast today. Tomorrow on the Pete O'Shea Show, Mary Beth Escalante will be here. Kim McCormick from the Tribune will tell us everything going on this weekend. Tawanda Johnson, Freedom Cycles, Ronnie Pownell, and welcome to the zombie apocalypse. Until then, I mean this more than you know, more than I can ever properly articulate. I love you, and I love Jesus. Stick around. The Dr. Catherine Olbrecht Show is next. Kathy Curtis, thanks so much. You're the absolute best. Everybody, have yourselves a beautiful and blessed evening.